welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I'm your host, Jody Sweeten, along with the fabulous...
Billy Behar?
Yeah, that would be you. That's you. Yeah.
I think I said last week. I don't know anymore.
Right. Well, it's just you and me. So yeah. When I say and, that's your cue.
Ta-da! Yeah.
Oh. So we are trying out a new method of recording this week.
Yeah.
Because we've tried, we've done the clean pee. Or clean stream or whatever the fuck it's called. What is it? Clean.
I don't know. Clean feed.
Clean stream?
No, clean feed.
Clean feed. Anyway, right. We've done that. We've tried Anchor. We've tried everything. So now we're trying Zoom. To try and incorporate both the visual for each other and the audio recording. What are you?
Well, Celia, not only that.
In a chair right now.
Because my science.
By the way, Celia is. Hold on.
Yeah.
Celia is in my back office right now.
Yep. I'm not in a closet. Recording.
Right. Not in a closet. She came over to, I have a little office in my backyard, and she's sitting there recording on her computer. And I'm sitting in my family room recording on my computer. So we're sort of together.
Right.
But apart.
Well, and also the biggest part of this is we're not alone on Zoom. We have Emily Vaughn on.
Emily is with us on Zoom. You cannot hear her. She has muted her video also so she doesn't distract us. But we finally feel like there's a captain to this show.
I mean, there had to be something. Rescued. Also, I just want to say, because Emily was like, I'm going to mute so I don't distract you, and at least I can laugh out loud now, because she's going to mute herself. And I just want to let Emily and you know that my boyfriend, Dustin, who does not listen to this show, has a note for us.
Please.
This bitch
you get a boyfriend, all of a sudden they get fucking big.
I mean, notes. Honest to God. So
he doesn't listen to us, we can talk all the shit we want. Anyway.
Exactly. Because he won't ever listen to it. Although I think his brother listens to it. And I'm really sorry about that, Doug. But like, honest to God, he's your brother, you know. His note is this. Everyone knows who Emily is. It's okay if they hear her laugh. And in fact, he feels that she should be able to say hi every so often because they all know who she is. She's been around for a long time. Right. She's not going anywhere.
I mean,
maybe people would like to hear her voice. Maybe
all I'm saying is maybe at some point we do an episode with Emily. Like,
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I've talked to her about how scary
all
she
I
is.
Can picture right now is I'm just seeing her name
she's
on Zoom
her head.
Screen. She's exactly. Yeah. She's going,
yep,
oh,
she's
God,
shaking
no.
her head. Nope,
no.
No way. Yeah. Yep, I agree.
So, yeah, but at least we feel like there's someone steering the ship and someone
else
to tell me about how loud I am.
That's correct.
Yeah. Wait, Emily
anything goes
in quarantine. Yes. Fantastic.
All right, sweet. Well, then you should come
She's
on.
In.
All
right.
Well. All right. I have never.
God.
Wait,
oh.
remember how this show used to be, we had actual like never thoughts that we would say and then we discussed them?
That was pre-pandemic life and I don't remember that. So I don't, yeah. But no, we did, I think honestly after reading the review that we had come off the rails from one of our listeners on our Apple reviews, I think we took it a little personally and we're like,
we
should structure ourselves a little more. So here's our attempt at being structured.
Yeah, here's our attempt. Also, we were told that we also say fuck too much and that it makes us sound unintelligent. I'll have you know, I'm very fucking smart. I don't cut my legs off.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a picture of my fucking degree. No.
I mean, it's the worst because all that makes me want to do is swear more. Me too. My boyfriend's on me about it all the time. He's like,
I
swear so much.
So
like,
I know. I do. It's in my Instagram description. It's in my Instagram bio. It says potty mouth.
I think mine says it too in my Instagram. I mean,
much to my mother's chagrin. That is. My mom is actually listening to this and shaking her head right now. So
I have a bonbon story for later because it was Mother's Day. So happened.
Is it on wheels? Is it Pasadena?
It's not. It's a visual you can describe to the audience. How's that?
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. All right, here's my never. I don't know where this is going to lead us in a conversation other than good God. And it's an entire story.
When have we ever worried about that?
We don't. Here it is. Ready? I had to say at the dinner table, can we please not talk about zigzag peni or any other peni at the dinner table just once? Just once. Yes, I said peni.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
This
is what happened. Are you ready for the story, or do you want to weigh in?
I mean, I'm just processing. When you said zigzag, I was like, why are they talking about rolling papers?
Nope.
And then you added kunai to it, and then it really took a hard left. Not a zigzag left, but just a, you know.
Just a left. Right. All right. Well, this is what happened. We were all sitting around having a very lovely dinner. I've been cooking so much more, during quarantine. I also bake out of anxiety, and I'm going to end up fat by the end of this, but it's fine.
the kids ate all the challah you left, by the way. I came down the next day. I don't know what they'd done, but there was crumbs all over the counter and the challah was gone. So.
Yeah, it was a good batch. Mm-hmm. Harper actually made much more of that than I did. She knows.
Yeah, it was delicious. Good job, Harper.
Yeah, I was like, and her dad asked her for the recipe if she could make it at his house, and she refused. She said no. It's a family secret.
It's a family secret. Yeah. True. No. Can't do it.
So this is what happened. We're having a nice dinner, and all of a sudden, Harper, while looking at a sticker on her Hydro Flask, said, "I wonder how janky this guy's penis is," because there is a because on her Hydro Flask, she's got a sticker and his legs, it's like a silhouette of a dude, and his legs are all zigzagged. And she's just staring at it, fascinated, and said, "I wonder how janky this guy's penis is." To which Lulu replied with, "I bet when he pees, it sounds like a duck quacking out of it."
And what?
Then, yes. And then said, "It must be," I'm reading this, "it must be like a dog peeing out a duck, peeing out a duck, peeing out a duck quack noise, very loud quack."
Funny thing is, I can picture Lulu saying that.
And I'm like, what? And
what?
I ask Harper, what makes a penis janky? Because I'm like, what is that? What are you talking about?
Wait, Celia. I think you know the answer to that question.
Of course I do, but I don't want her to know the answer to that question. So that's why I'm curious.
Well, but you want her to know what to look out for. I mean,
well, sure, but not at 13. Like, why? When she was 2, like yesterday. Like, I can't believe I have these conversations with her.
Oh yeah.
So I said, "What makes a penis janky?" And she replies by making like zigzag motions with her hands. And I'm like, I don't understand. I was like, "What are you doing?" She's like, doing this.
And you're like, "Are you doing a TikTok dance? What are you doing?"
Yeah.
The janky penis dance is the new TikTok. Like, you just kind of like move your hands in a strange zigzag direction. Right.
That's what it means. Yeah. Yes. Finally, I'm just like, "Are you trying to tell me that you think the guy's penis would actually be zigzag?" And she nods. And I go, "You understand that penises are not, they don't come in a zigzag shape. Like, that's not,
they can turn slightly. I mean, they're, but some not like a hard angles. There's no 90 degree zigzagging.
No,
it's more of like a slow oval into
So then I'm like, "What is it go?" And then, so then Lulu is like, "Yeah, that would make it janky." And I look at her and I'm like, "Do you know
stop talking about anything
ever." And so I just look at her and I'm like, "Do you even know what janky means?" And she's like, "Yeah." And I go, "What?" And she's like, "You know, like low rent."
What? It's true.
I know.
Nobody wants some low rent dick hanging around.
No low rent zigzag penis.
I want that, right? That's going to be my next insult to someone on Facebook.
You can take your low rent zigzaggy ass penis home.
And that's going to be. And they're going to be so confused that they won't even respond.
They probably won't. Or they'll send them
just be like, "Look, you little low rent zigzaggy penis zigzag motherfucker." Penis. And they'll be like, "What?"
And there's the title of that episode.
And that, you low rent zigzag penis motherfucker.
Okay. Beachbody on demand. I'm still doing it.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I am super proud of you.
I don't know that my butt is super proud of me. It should be, because it hurts a lot, because these workouts are not a joke.
I'm super proud of your butt. So does that count for something?
I think that it does. I really do like it a lot. It's Beachbody on Demand. It's the best streaming platform there is. It's got this huge history of success. You know, they're the people that are behind
P90X Sanity and the 21-day fix, which I did, and that's why my tushy hurts. They always have new programs.
And it's so great because it's like you can do anything from, you know, 10 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. They've got yoga. They've got all kinds of stuff that you can jump on and do whatever you're in the mood for, whatever fits your schedule that day. Cause you know, some days I'm like, oh, I'm going to work out for an hour. And then, you know, kids life happens and I'm like, I've got 20 minutes and I can still do something.
They've got workouts for as short as 10 minutes. Plus they have the best trainers like Tony Horton's on there and Joel Freeman, you know, Jericho McMatthews and Autumn Calabrese. I hope I'm saying that right. I really love everybody that's on there and you can access anywhere. Anytime, your computer, TV, smartphone, Roku, I mean, you name it, they got it. Plus,
super handy for, you know, if you have to travel or if you're like traveling when we can again.
when we can again, exactly. And you know what? I have my teenage daughter doing it because there are programs that teens can do. Yeah, dance classes, like you said, yoga, all kinds of stuff. It's really, really fun.
I'm totally going to try that.
Yeah. See if Zoe wants to do it. It's really great. Plus, best deal in fitness. And listeners of Never Thought I'd Say This can try it absolutely free. Yeah, free. Like I said, I've been doing the 21-day fix. I also tried Morning Meltdown 100. I think that everybody should just try, you know, motivate. You never know. You might find something that's, you know, really great for you. And I feel stronger and more accomplished. And like I said, my butt looks better.
And you know what? It's always a good thing to get some exercise in and just to start your body moving, especially right now. We've all been home, like just start doing a little movement every day.
Right. We are actually kind of challenging our listeners right now to start a program with us. Any of the ones that we mentioned, tell us what you're doing.
Ooh.
You know, I think that we can all do it together. Let's get in shape.
We can all be proud of each other's butts.
Yeah, we can. Exactly. Well, we really want you to try this service because like we said, it's pretty awesome. And when you take care of your body, you're also taking care of your mind. And right now our listeners can get a special free trial membership. When you text Say This to 303030, you'll get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. So again, just text Say This to 303030. Start working out with us.
Yeah.
Then Lulu starts speaking in a Long Island accent for no reason at all.
Oh, I get my kids like to practice their accents around here. Yeah. B does an Australian. That's actually pretty decent.
Oh, my kids do Italian. That is not decent at all.
And Zoe does actually a pretty good British accent. So that happens a lot around here.
Oh, I bet Bree's pretty good at that. Well, that all right. So then once Lulu started speaking in a Long Island accent.
It's better than her Russian. I'll give you that.
Oh, well, she can't translate. I know. But, you know. So then Lulu starts, she's like literally like talking in a Long Island accent. Like everything's like, oh my God.
She's like, oh my God. Right.
Oh my God. Like did the dog, I mean, everything had a W in it. It was so weird. Right. And I'm like, what is going on? And then all of a sudden, they're looking at each other and they're cracking up and they're like, do you think that the guy, and they're pointing at the sticker still. They're like, you think the guy like does this? You have to, you're going to have to.
Okay. I'm going to have to. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to describe
everyone.
They're like, do you think that the guy like does this?
Okay. Her hands are moving in a very like rapid, almost like you're doing the locomotion, but really, really fast.
But really, really fast.
Is
right?
that him masturbating?
That's what I thought at first. And they're hysterically laughing.
Because I mean, like, if your hands are moving in a strange zigzaggy slapping motion, that's right. I'm like, what was that?
Well, that's what I said. So I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, mm-hmm. You're like, you know. And so I'm like, what? He's like jerking off. I mean, masturbating. Because I did say jerking off. And then I was like, wait, crap. And then so I'm like, masturbating. And they're like,
the appropriate technical term, mom.
Technical term. And I'm like, they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, what are you talking about? Like, I don't even understand. This is what they said. They're like, with a zigzag penis, you'd have to have zigzag sex, like really, really fast. You're like, that was their way. And the thing
that was their way of.
That's what really, really fast sex meant, apparently. And they both knew, like.
I mean, it does sort of look like you're juggling balls really quickly. Oh, you know what though? Here's the good news is that they don't know anything. So I mean, they're still, thank
clearly,
God.
Right? I mean,
but the horrifying part is that Harper's 13 and still knows nothing.
But you know what? She's in quarantine, so it doesn't matter. She can just stay knowing nothing. Like, it's great. I'm all, that's one of the bright spots of quarantine to me at this point.
So
this all ended up, by the way, with Lulu saying that the poor guy with the zigzag penis was going to have to, and he was going to have to find a girl with a zigzag vagina.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Is it's got you've got to find a, you know, a little a little zigzaggy.
And then it all became about how the Flash would have sex because maybe he, since he's a zigzag thing, maybe
he's
a zigzag guy. And at that point, it was the entire conversation at dinner. I like cleaned up. I put things
and
away.
And you're like, can we please?
Not to laugh. And that's when I said, can we please, like, why, where do you guys get here? And then I walk upstairs and I can still hear them just discussing the Flash and how the Flash must have sex to the point where I had yell down the stairs, like,
stop it!
Need you to just stop. Like, I mean, this is what quarantine has clearly done to them. Although that being said, they are, my kids have become each other's best friends, which is... I know yours have not. Mine love each other. They play together. Harper likes plays dolls.
I hate you.
But this is the problem.
Well, see, mine are at 10 p.m. when I'm telling them to go to bed. That's all of a sudden. And then they turn around and they're like, you know, Mom, you always want us to get along. And then we're finally getting along. And now you're telling us not to. And it just seems really unfair. And I'm like, hold the fuck on.
Right.
Hold on. Because... it's really strange how you guys only can get along when you're trying to avoid going to bed. Yeah. So I applaud you on your joint effort to avoid responsibility and to thus make this my fault. But I would believe you much more if you actually had spent any time the rest of this day attempting to get along. So I feel like this is bullshit and go to bed. And then, of course, don't love us. You don't want us to be friends. Yeah. I'm like, at 11 p.m., no, I don't. I don't want anyone to be friends. I don't want to be friends with you. And I want to stop talking and go to bed.
Yeah, mine just turn on me. Like, they've become so bonded, which, of course, I want. And, of course, that's what's supposed to happen. Right. I just wasn't prepared for it to happen when they're with me all the time. So I have gone from, like, oh, Mom, you're kind of a dork, to just fucking... everything. So they're just kind of, you know, and then Harper and I had a huge fight the other day. I think I texted you during it where I was like, I'm going to murder her. Because I literally turned to her and I thought we were bonding because I showed her something on Poshmark because I've turned to online shopping.
Right.
Buying clothing that only I see. So whatever. But I was like, I just needed a pair of jean shorts because mine don't fit me anymore.
Right.
They're too big. Thank God. I haven't actually gotten
satisfied. Got it. Right.
But I had to get another pair. So I just turned to Harper and I show her a pair and she's like, those are really out of style now. And I went,
I have no, anything like, I suggest or look at, it's just like, that's lame. Like,
oh my God. It's, and then
if I like it is the death knell for whatever that is.
Well, right. And then I just go, I'm like, I said, all right. I was like, that's funny. Cause I read In Style magazine all the time. And I'm like,
no, you're lame. You're lame.
Yeah. And I'm like, these were in Style. And this is what Harper's doing to me. No, no joke. This is how she looks at me. She just does this as I'm like, I don't know. And In Style, she goes, what magazine? And I went, In Style. And she's like,
oh yeah. I get that smug face.
Smack that face right off your head. I swear to fucking God. And then I'm like, and then I, as she's doing it, I'm like, I'm self-talk. I'm like, let it go.
Right.
Go.
Oh yeah. Don't.
Doesn't matter. Don't engage. So I'm like, change the subject. I go, hey, you got a lot of sun today. Cause they were outside and we have a pool, but we only have, four other people that live there. And actually there's only three families right now. And we all made social distancing rules so that we could all use the pool. And I got like test strips to make sure, you know, it's all chemically fine. So we're all, being cool about that. And they've been in the pool all day because it was really hot in LA last week. And Harper is like really, really tan. And I just said, hey, did you put on sunblock today? And she's like,
oh my God.
And I went, okay.
I can't believe you asked that.
Yeah. And I just go, well, you need to put on some more tomorrow. Okay. Because you really got a lot of color. And she goes, the sun is really good for you, Mom. And I was like, yeah, it's no, some of it is. I was like, that vitamin D is good for you, but the UV rays are not always good for you, depending and what kind and whatever, just put on a little bit more sunblock. Like, I'm just trying. And she's like, so what you're saying is like, I'm stupid because I said that the sun is good for you. And you're telling me that it's not. Oh, great. I'm stupid. And I'm just stupid. And I'm like, oh my God, finally. I just went, oh my God. Go to your room. I said, go to your room. And it's
not, it's not what I said. No,
there's no easy way to have a problem. No, it was so bad. And then I will say she went off the rails, and then she's like, and I feel badly because after she said it out loud, I was like, oh crap, I didn't. So she got into the program of her choice for high school. She got into the zoology program.
Which is so awesome. I'm so proud of her.
So awesome. And so am I. I'm so proud of her. And so in the middle of this tantrum, while she's on her bed and she's telling me I'm yelling, I was not yelling. It was amazing that I wasn't, but I wasn't probably because of, you know, some cannabis I had probably eaten, but like I had calmed down. And I was just like, listen, you know, calm down. It's not a big deal. Your attitude is really crappy. And she's like, why are you yelling at me? And then all of a sudden she just goes, you know, it's really nice. You know, you and Dad didn't do or say anything to me about getting into my program. And I went, what are you talking about? I said, you got in, you called me, like me and Dustin FaceTimed you. You told us we were both excited for you. Like, that's awesome. What did you want? And she goes, well, Grandma posted about me on Instagram and you didn't. And I was like, first of all, I never post on Instagram, almost ever, as you know.
Right.
I'm like not good about social media. I just am not. And I was just like, well, I didn't realize that that's something that you wanted me to do.
Right.
Like, I'm not a mind reader.
Right.
You could have said, plus, it would mean a lot to me. I was like, I just didn't think to do it.
Right. But you also do have something for her that she just hasn't gotten yet.
Right. And so as she's yelling at me, you didn't do anything to me, which she doesn't know. And actually, I believe it's here today. I bought Harper a MacBook Air computer. And so as she's in my face being like in her bunk bed, like literally like doing this with her fingers air, waving at me, I just went, you're going to want to stop talking.
Right.
Like,
just trust really me stop. For your own benefit. Stop. Yeah.
Like, honestly. And then of course, as soon as I left, Lulu's like, what did you get her?
What is it?
And I tell Lulu, and she just went, oh, I told Lulu, and she was like,
oh, you did.
Yeah, I think she's kept it a secret. She probably forgot after I told her.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I will say we've had some moments, as you know, that have been very ugly.
Yes, same.
But my Mother's Day was lovely.
Mine too.
Until bedtime. That is for sure battle every day, no matter what, time I start it. I started bedtime. I'm not even kidding. At 9 p.m. on Mother's Day, on Sunday night, I was like, it's time. Like, tomorrow's a school day. We got like 9 o'clock. So 9 o'clock, start getting ready. So I figured by 9:30 they're in bed. No, it was 11:40.
Oh my God.
11:40. By the time they actually settled down and went to bed. 2 hours and 40 minutes of bullshit. Of just arguing, whatever. But that
arguing with you or with each other?
With me. With me. Oh. About how bedtime isn't fair. About how, like, it's the same argument every fucking night. And I literally, I said, you guys, I need you to stop because I have a question. What is it about this, about going to bedtime, that is so hard? I said, because for the last 12 and 10 years, respectively, we've been going to bed at night.
Right.
Why is this now a problem? Like, they keep trying to legitimize to me that they should be allowed to have their iPads and electronics unregulated all night. They should just be able to stay up till like 2 or 3 in the morning because that's when they go to bed. And I'm like, Yeah, they lost their mind. And so I'm like, you guys realize how ridiculously unreasonable that is. No, Mom, no, you just, you know, we want to get along. And we're like, this is B, by the way, who all day is just pummeled and argued with by Zoe. And then come 10 o'clock when she gives her, Zoe all of a sudden is like, let's build Legos. And B's like, yeah. And then I'm like, no. Like, Zoe comes into the room in front of me. I'm putting some stuff away. And I hear them going, hey, you want to play Legos? I'm like, wait, no. I just told you to go to your room and clean it up to get ready for bed, and you're putting pajamas. Why are you now in here talking about Legos? It's very confusing. But other than that, my Mother's Day was so lovely and they were so wonderful. We went down to my parents and did a social distance thing. They were at one end of the backyard and we were at the other. What?
Say what your blanket said. That was like the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I can't remember exactly what it said, but I had seen it online.
Where was it from?
It was from some company online. I'll have to look at it. But it said, like, you know, we got to personalize whatever we call my mom, which is Grammy. And it's like, Grammy, we've hugged this blanket. We've loved it. We've squeezed it tight. We, you know, whatever. Basically, like, when you get lonely, think of this, you know, squeeze this blanket and think of us. And it's super soft, like, shearling on one side and really, really soft on the other. And then it said, love Jody, Zoe, and B. So I thought that was, like, a good social distance thing. Because, you know, it was talking about, like, when you miss us, cuddle this little blankie or whatever. Yeah. So we did that. We went down there. I had ordered my parents brunch from this restaurant called Spagatini, which is a really great restaurant down in Orange County. And it was delivered to their house. And, you know, we all kind of split some stuff. And then Patrick, Celia and I's friend, was making ribs and whole, like, Mother's Day feast. So I went and picked that up later. And we had two racks of amazing ribs and spicy
slaw. He makes the best ribs.
It was so good. It was so delicious. I thanked him. I was like, thank you, Patrick. Like, I didn't have to cook on Mother's Day. It was awesome. But the girls, I have their cards here. I'm going to read them to you. So B made me... B made me a little origami card.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's all origami. It's a little origami tulip.
Yeah, it's adorable. It's got a little
tulip, and then it's got me inside, and it says Happy Mother's Day, but she did it all herself. It's super
cute. It's so good. Aww,
It's all origami and drawn, and it's a little cartoon me, which was very, very sweet. And then Zoe drew me a card.
Very cute.
And it says, Happy Mother's Day from Zoe to Mom. Dear Mom, even though you take away my things and embarrass me, I love you. Just a little bit. Love you, Zoe. And she says, and now a special message from our sponsor. And then Cody, her dad, wrote below it, Happy Mother's Day.
Oh my God.
That was so, even though you take away my things and embarrass me, I love you just a little bit. I love you. And she also drew a picture of us here. And she made sure to point out, she's like, look, I gave you less hair than me because your hair is so thin.
Zoe, like, Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. But yet... like, it was done with such love because Zoe is like me and shows her affection by making fun of me. I get it. And I know it was meant with, like, love and affection. And it was actually very sweet. And they were just, like I said, we went to my parents and they were so polite. I told them to leave electronics in the car for the first bit that we were there. And they sat and really chatted with my parents, told them everything that's going on, how they're feeling, how their friends are, they really participated. And I was really proud of them. And because they knew, they were like, this is really important to Grammy. And they, you know, as shitty as their attitudes can be sometime, as all kids can be, they really showed up for me and my mom on Mother's Day. And I was very proud.
I'm so
I
glad.
Wish it would have lasted till 11:40 p.m. that production.
Yeah, well.
But you know what? I will say I handled it much better. Like, they were losing their mind, and I just kept going, I'm walking away now.
Yeah.
And you should let me.
Yeah.
I told them, you know, after things calmed down and we kind of all figured it out and went to bed, I told them, I said, I am going to tell you guys right now, I am going to start asking for a minute sometimes when I'm really starting to lose my patience. Because I realized that I was losing my patience too much and I was becoming confusing, and I will admit this, you know, I'd lose it. So immediately I was like, stop doing that. And they were like, but wait, you said, and I was like, okay, well, you can do it, but not this. And I realized I was giving conflicting messages because I was so upset or angry or whatever that in the moment I was like, just stop everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't stop everything, but that, and then not that, but then, you know, and they were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, and I was losing my patience, and I did some writing on it and I did some looking at it, and, you know, they're kids. They're going to be impatient and emotional and all of this. And my job is to try and steer us all in a direction that helps to quell that. And I just didn't feel like I was, you know, I'll really admit it. I was super stressed and anxious, and my anxiety comes out as everything has to be perfect.
Yeah.
So when they're doing a sloppy job on homework or they're not doing it exactly the way I would want to do it, I freak out and I realized it's my control issues and it's my, you know, this is the work that they would be doing at school that I wouldn't be able to see and criticize, that I wouldn't be a part of.
Yep.
So I have to let them do that.
Yeah.
I have to let them, if they do a shitty job on their homework or if they, I have to be present for them, but let them do their own thing and not take it so personally. And I think I was taking it really personally and I was just losing my patience. So I told them, I'm going to start asking for a minute and I'm going to tell you right now, you need to let me have that.
Yep. You know, otherwise, that's what I had to do like a couple of weeks ago. We texted about it where I was like,
otherwise,
I have to give myself time
out. Screaming crazy person that, you know, threw Zoe's phone last week, which I was really not proud of.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that person more. And I don't want to be, I don't want to make this quarantine any harder for myself, for them, for, you know, it's not helping. So I think it kind of reached a peak and then I realized, and I, like I said, I did some writing on it and did some looking, you know, some recovery work, honestly, for myself, where I realized I was walking away from situations with my kids who I love and not feeling very good about it. And I needed to change my behavior because I, you know, I can't change theirs. They're probably still going to be idiots.
Well, I mean,
but
you're doing the best you can.
I'm throwing gasoline on the fire a lot of times.
I've done it too.
And it's all parents do that.
Yes, but we haven't been in a place where we're doing it and it's just 24/7, you know?
Right.
And again,
I realize I'm like, you know, it's, we're all like that. And I realize I get on them for being annoyed at each other when I'm the same thing. I'm instantly annoyed at them just for like, what, you know?
Yeah.
And I realize I'm expecting them to have better behavior than I'm giving. And that's, I can't do that.
Well, Father's Day is coming up again.
Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah.
Very, very soon.
I know, it's soon. I can never find the right gift for my dad. What about you?
Oh, I know, it's so hard. My dad, really, he just wants to be fed, but he, I think he really likes the sentimental stuff, but he doesn't say it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yes, and neither does mine. And you know what? Because of that, I have found the perfect thing, I think maybe for both of our fathers and a lot of fathers out there. And it's called StoryWorth.
Ah, what's this?
Yep. It is awesome. It's a fun and meaningful way that you can engage with family, especially relatives that you don't get to see very often. And my dad lives far away, so I, you know, almost never get to see him. And it's an online service. It helps you connect and share stories through provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. And it's basically a gift that helps you spend time together wherever you are.
Oh, I would love that. I mean, my dad's got some real, you know, my dad, he's got some really interesting stories about his life.
Oh my God. So, he'd have the best story worth there was. And what happens this, you get every week StoryWorth emails your family member. So they'd email your dad, which, you know, you'd have to probably walk him through because I know he doesn't love the email, but still he could do it.
Mom does.
Exactly. So they email different story prompts. So questions like you'd never think to ask, like what have been some of the greatest surprises in your life? Or, you know, what's one of the riskiest things you've ever done? And with your dad, wow, I can't even imagine. What would
be. Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then reading the weekly stories is really fun and it makes, you know, your family feel really close, even though you're not all together. And then after a year, StoryWorth will compile every answered question and photo that you choose to include in a beautiful keepsake book that's shipped for free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so doing this.
Right? I know. I'm going to do it too. I think everyone should. I mean, it's like such a perfect gift. I've never seen anything like it. And I really think that both of our dads will, you know, like it and treasure it. It's being sentimental without them realizing
it. And the whole family will love it.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. You can read it to the girls later about all the crazy stuff that, you know, your dad has done.
Totally. But that's such a great, important part of family and things that, you know, you never learn about your parents. And now is the time.
Exactly. So if you want to do this, then you can too. Give your dad the most meaningful gift this year with StoryWorth. Get started right away without the need for shipping by going to StoryWorth.com/say this. You'll get $10 off of your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/say this for $10 off.
I'm going right now.
Yay.
mine have been busting me a lot on it too. When I snap at them for not doing things perfectly, same thing, you know, mine, I've stayed out of their schoolwork unless they absolutely need me because I know that I get crazy about it.
Right.
But it's
see, mine are constantly like, I need help, but don't want to listen to the help that I give. And that is fucking
yeah,
crazy.
No, that I couldn't handle. I get it with, or, you know, it's my, how I want my house to be, like picking up and I ask them to do things and they're not done the way that I want them to be. And then I snap, and then I'm getting a lot of now where they're like, mom, like we're doing our best. And Harper said to me the other day, and she was totally right. She was like, do you need to go and like walk outside for a little bit? And I was like, what?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, I do. Like it, you know, it's hard. I just, you know, threw Harper under the bus with her freak out. But I also want to say that my Mother's Day also was amazing. They were so great.
Yeah.
I don't have their cards in front of me, but I do remember almost exactly what they said. I'll get there. But, I was super proud of them also because Dustin had asked if we would come to his place on Saturday, the kids as well. I mean, clearly not a parent. So, you know, he was like, oh, that's fine. I'm like, you're insane.
You're like, you have no idea what you've invited into your house. Right.
I mean, they've been there before, but, and he, you know, made us burgers and stuff on Saturday night and the kids were on their best behavior. I mean, they really were. And bedtime, I didn't have an issue with because they were not at home, which was great because they and at, when we're at his place they each get their own room which they don't have at my house so they were also like woohoo split off but they were great. And then the next morning I took a yoga class on Zoom with my my girl Jenny, and I was like, and Dustin just like handled all of it, and I came out of class and there was breakfast. He made pancakes and eggs and bacon and had mimosas and coffee, and the kids were adorable and they were so, they helped clean up and you know, they offered help. Dustin's always like, I don't really want them washing our dishes. They're not good at it. I'm like, no,
they're terrible at washing dishes.
Just let them offer and tell them you're all set. That's all I want them to do is, you know, and he commented on their manners and how great they were. So the cards that I got, Harper, they're in my car too. Oh, well, Harper made me a card, you know, that, you know, said that she loved me, whatever. And wrote like, I love you so much. You're so great. And thank you, you know, for always being there for me. And even when we fight, I still love you. And you're teaching me how to be a strong and independent woman. Aww. And I love that so much. And you're really funny. Like, that's honestly
what it
was.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Very sweet. And I was like, oh, Harper, thank you. Lulu writes, dear mommy, happy Mother's Day. You're the best mommy in the world. I love you so much. And I will fight for you till the end of time.
Oh,
Lulu. I read it and I'm like, that's so sweet, Lulu. Who are you fighting?
Everyone. She'll fight everyone for you.
She's like, dragons and I don't know, like
things.
In an earthquake, I would fight to be with you.
Aww.
And then she hands me a picture she's drawn with like all kinds of cutouts on it. And on each little cutout, it says a word. And it says, I learned to play the piano. And I just, she hands it to me and I flip it over to see like what's on the inside. It's just a drawing. And I go, what is this? And she goes, well, I learned to play chopsticks on the piano and I wanted you to know that because I was going to play it for you. But then I realized that we don't have a piano.
So it was an acknowledgement that there was going to be a performance and a song, but
apparently, but not
just
but no.
Whenever you see a piano at some point. I have a piano here. I have a keyboard if she'd like to borrow it so that she
can. Okay. Well, I'll let her know. Yeah. I don't actually know because then I'm going to end up feeling like Jeremy Neuberger, who I put up on Instagram today, listening to his, I don't know if it's his daughter or his son, practicing their trumpet. I've never watching that video of him. I've never been more grateful that neither of my kids have decided to play an instrument.
To play an instrument, right? Oh, or and a horn, especially because it's not like even with drums where you can get like the silent electric set. No, it's you are hearing.
We're just like strumming a guitar and you can kind of close the door.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to hook up to a speaker. No, that's
no.
Loud.
Loud. I know. And his face is just, I mean, I just died laughing when I saw it because it's just one of the funniest things. And I'm very grateful because Lulu already takes her taijutsu class online on Wednesday. And it feels like there's an earthquake happening in the house.
Right. Oh, I would imagine.
Like everything's shaking and me and Harper are like holding things down. Like she's all of 45 pounds. I don't understand what she's doing to make my entire house feel like it's going to fall over. Like it's messed up. See, and I text the neighbors and say, I'm sorry about what's about to happen. I have no. Yeah,
I have to be really honest here. We have gotten into some really horrific screen time habits around the house.
Oh, same here. Like,
but myself included. Oh, well, that's the thing too, is these little fucking kids keep throwing it in my face. I'm like, y'all got some balls on you.
I paid for it.
Big ones.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you have your electronics and you get to watch your computer and you get to have your phone and blah, blah. And I said, you know what? This was before I said, I'm going to walk away. I said, you know what? Let me stop you right the fuck there. Hold on. Because guess what? I am an adult. So I have earned the right to have my phone all the time. What?
She is just, I said, I wish people could see you. She's
all
kinds of like doing the head tilt.
My neck on a swivel. This is exactly how I did it to the kids in their face. I said, let me tell you something. I have earned the right to have my phone and to have unhealthy sleep habits and stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning on my phone because I am a goddamned adult. You are not. You have to earn those bad sleep habits. And right now I'm telling you to go to bed. So I took your iPad that I paid for, and I took the electronics and the PlayStation remote that I paid for, and I have hidden them. You will not have the ability to be on your electronics, and you don't get to talk shit that I'm on mine. Okay?
Yep.
Are we clear? Let's stop. Like these fucking kids.
I know.
You get your phone. I said, you want to pay for all the phones in this house? When you pay for them all, then you can be on them too.
I definitely said that.
I said, where's your money? Mm-hmm. You got to pay for it? Yeah. Where's your money?
You pay for it.
And they were like, I was like, exactly. Yeah. So until you pay for things, you don't get a right to complain. Sorry. Yeah.
I had a similar conversation because Harper, I wanted to freak out.
Fucking kids.
The balls, honestly, like I took Harper's phone away.
I would have never.
Oh, I said that. Never.
Grammy would have drop kicked me down the street.
Yeah, I said, my mom would have.
I would have even thought about telling her, well, you don't have to go to bed. But let me tell you right now, the fact that you are still standing here is a testament to the fact that I have patience. Your very existence in this room at this point is a feather in my cap that I have achieved patience. That's it.
Went down I took it up a notch when I took away Harper's phone and she did that to me. You're on your phone all the time. I went to, oh yeah, you know why? Because I'm fucking working. I'm working through all of this.
Right.
You like where we live? You want to be homeless? Because you know, some people can't work right now. I'm working. I'm busting my ass. I don't know if you noticed. I'm on with clients all fucking day so that I can feed you and buy everything that you need because I can't send you anywhere else.
Here's the funny thing. My kids are like, you're on the phone all the time. You hear this? I'm like, you're doing schoolwork and then you get your iPads and I don't see you until you come out to eat. And I'm okay with that. That's fine. You guys, it's not like you're asking for my attention and I'm like, nah, bitch, I'm on my phone. Like, it's not like that at all.
No, I know.
I sit upstairs in my room because they're on the TV playing Fortnite and B the other night was like, you go up to your room and you don't come out. I was like, because you guys are on the TV and I don't want to listen to Fortnite. I don't want to watch computers, you know, animated people doing the fucking hype and the Orange Crush or whatever the hell the stupid Fortnite dances are.
God, I don't know.
So leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. Oh. I know. Oh my God. And if Harper.
But I did. I threw Zoe's phone the other day. I felt so bad.
I know. You told me. You know what? It didn't break. Oh, by the way.
It didn't break, but I flung it. And as it left my hand. It left my hand, I went, oh my God. Yeah. What have I done? Yeah. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
I'm just glad it didn't break. I understand throwing.
Oh my God.
I don't think I've thrown her phone yet.
It was an immediate, so terrible.
I'm sure.
I felt so bad. Cause it was just like, oh, if this thing is the problem, this thing is just not going to exist anymore. Like if you're so up my ass about the phone that I took away because of grades or whatever, like then you just don't, then this phone, I will run it over with a fucking car. And I may or may not have said that. So,
All right. Jody,
all my gesticulating, I pulled out the cord from my headphone.
Literally just pulled the cord out.
I got so wild with my hand.
She was like, what is it called?
I'm not even kidding. I'm sweating right now because I've been flailing about talking.
I'm sweating too. I think mine's anxiety flop sweats because
could be mine too.
Yeah.
It could be mine
because
too.
Honestly,
I just sweat now for no reason.
I do too. I'm old, so it could be that. But you know, if it was that, like, can my period go away then? Because I want like an off switch. I just want to be like, I'm done. I'm not going to use my uterus again for the love of God. Like, can I just turn it off? It should be, I should be able to fire it. Like, its job is done.
Right.
Just,
but I feel like there's things that come with that too, that you're not going to love either.
I know.
So, you know.
I know. It's all, well, here's the thing that makes me have the anxiety sweats. And we were already talking about it. Is like, I think about this and how we're doing our best that we can. And so are so many people that, thank God, we love and are close to. And then I look at what is happening around the country and I'm fucking terrified. I don't understand.
You mean like people like Emily's friend who got water bottles thrown at her and screamed
for
at
wearing
her. She was wearing a face mask in a park.
In California.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Where
here's
it's required.
The thing, guys. I'm just going to say this. No shoes, no shirt, no service. We don't have a problem with. So I don't understand the mask thing. Like for 15 minutes or 20 minutes when you're in the store, like just wear the mask. And
for an hour even. Just wear the mask.
Right. I just don't understand. You know, freedom is great, but freedom is not a thing to be wielded without discernment. And I think that's what we're seeing now is people waving the flag of freedom, not realizing the responsibility that comes with freedom.
Yep.
If you are truly free, it means that you have to be responsible and care about other members of your society, because otherwise it's just anarchy.
Well, my love of TV these days and my love of Philo has continued.
You've been telling me about Philo.
Oh my God. I so love it. It's like the biggest and best thing that's happened in my house because my kids and I don't fight over what we can watch. It's live TV on demand for just $20 a month. And it's got Nick Jr., Discovery Kids, Animal Planet, and a ton of great programming for kids. Plus all the stuff that I really like to watch. 50 channels more. It's like Hallmark. You'd like that, I bet.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, Lifetime.
Gotta get the Hallmark in.
Yep, and then TLC, a whole lot more. It's awesome because they also have Law & Order, which, as you know, I'm obsessed with.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
I just get happy when I hear that. Also has The Office, which my oldest daughter has been watching and loving.
Yes, Zoe loves The Office.
I mean, it's great. Plus, I'm saving hundreds of dollars a month on TV. It's the most affordable way to watch anytime, anywhere, which I really need to do because sometimes I need to watch in a closet away from my children. Just sometimes.
Totally understandable.
You know, and there's multiple profiles available. I can say that word, profiles, and multiple streams. So everyone in the house can watch their own thing. I can have three things going at once. So there's only three of us in the house.
Yeah.
No more fighting. It's like the best thing ever. It's so easy to use, super easy to sign up. And like I said, you can watch from anywhere, your phone, your laptop, tablet, TV, Apple TV, Android, doesn't matter. And now more than ever, Philo believes that great TV shouldn't cost an arm and a leg, should be accessible to everyone, and saving money shouldn't mean giving up on the shows and the channels that you love. Philo is TV for everyone. Sign up today at philo.tv/say this and you'll get 25% off of your first 2 months. That's philo.tv/say this.
Our friend Tracy Ryan, who, you know, is amazing and has a daughter who and her daughter's been fighting cancer since she was 8 months old. And Sophie's amazing, and Saving Sophie is their organization. And Tracy has done a ton of work in cannabis and has been using cannabis to treat Sophie and has the cancer, you know, sort of under control to a certain extent. Right. And she's phenomenal. And, but you know, she's got a child obviously that has underlying health conditions. And right. now, as you know, if everyone's reading the news, now we know that COVID is believed to attack kids' kidneys, hearts, and nerves, not just their lungs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that right. thing that seems a lot like Kawasaki. And
yeah, it's PIMS. It's yes. Which is not the exact letter or order of the acronym, but right, it's right. PIMS, and it's a pediatric inflammatory something or
something, yeah, disease. Some,
mm-hmm. Right, but it basically, yeah, that's what happens. Yeah.
And it's frustrating because then people are like, yeah, but some of those kids tested negative for COVID. They did. And what the scientists are saying is that it's because their bodies fought off COVID. And that's what actually triggered
that's what, this. Right, that it's a cytokines,
cytokinesis
or something. Right.
Right. Right. Right. They go into overdrive basically.
Right.
And so I was reading the comments and, you know, and she was saying like, you know, this, my kid is, you know, you're talking about opening things. You won't wear masks. And here, this is happening right. to children who we thought were safe. They're not safe. The kids that have died did not have any underlying conditions. Her kid does have an underlying condition, as many do. And right. as I was reading the comments on it, because I was just curious how people were responding, and I've been pretty much off social media because I'm so frustrated and I will end up taking people down.
I may have called someone a misogynistic twat this week and also a selfish twat. Twat is just a really good, apt description of a lot of people. Yeah, so
is.
I've been using it and my mom is like, you shouldn't do that on social media. I'm like, I know mom, but I can't help it. So
I know.
Sorry.
It's, I
although
mean,
she
it's,
texts me and is like, I'm going to fucking lose my mind at this person. And I'm like,
I mean,
it,
it's
do
bad.
It.
Do it. Yeah. Oh God. If Janice,
do it, mom,
if she does it ever, you got to just tag me. I mean, I just want to see it happen.
Right. Once Janice finally loses it,
it's going
to
be.
She
amazing.
Did tell my dad to shove something up his ass, which was really funny. So
what?
Sorry, she's probably
going
to be mad. But they were just fun. They were like, they're losing it. You know what I mean? They're like,
well, sure.
they're just frustrated. Right. And she, well, and right. he asked where she wanted something put away, and she said, "Do you really want to know?" And he said, "Well, yeah." And so she said, "You can put it up your ass." I hope she doesn't get mad at me for telling that story, but it's so fucking brilliant. And
but
it's so
brilliant
how everyone is dealing in this. So
yes.
anyway, mom,
yes.
I fucking love you for that.
I
and it's
fucking
awesome.
Love you
she's,
too,
she was laughing.
Amazing.
She's like, so he asked me and I said, you really want to know? And that's what it was.
That's amazing. Well, maybe that's the title of the episode. You can put it up your ass.
You really want to know?
Shove it up your ass.
Right.
Well, this guy, Eric St. Croix on Tracy's Wall made a very good point that I had not even thought about the whole wearing masks. And he said, military folks do more than wear a mask to the store. You think if people are willing to go die in the desert for the USA, asking people to wear a mask to go shopping wouldn't be too much to ask for the health of the weaker people and getting our economy opened back up. This is what we have to do. And I thought that was such
a good thing. That's the thing. I'm like, cool. You want to open shit back up. Fine. But with opening it back up comes.
I don't even want it to be opened back up. Because people can't do it. That's the problem. It's
well,
like
right.
if I felt safe about it, if we were like New Zealand and everyone was following the orders and actually listening to a competent person in charge who stood strong and said, this is how we're going to do it. And now has effectively wiped COVID out of their fucking country. That would be different, but we've got.
So I have two questions.
Yeah.
One, mm-hmm. when are we moving to New Zealand? And
yeah.
two,
yes.
how many listeners do you think we've lost at this point in the podcast?
Well, first of all, you shouldn't be listening to our show if you honestly don't agree with wearing a mask because we.
I just my thing is always this: like, just be considerate.
Mm-hmm.
If you want your freedom, you have to be considerate. That's all. That's it. If you want,
but that's the thing about the soldiers. It's like the same people that aren't wearing masks are like, look,
right.
like they support soldiers. They support.
Well, it's always easier to support someone else going off and doing something stupid than yourself.
Yeah, I'm not to say that soldiers are stupid. They're not.
Oh, no.
I mean,
not. That's not
what
I meant.
I know. That's why I was. I knew
that is not. I meant it's always easier to go put. What I should have said was it's easier to go put someone else.
Yes.
On the front line.
Yes.
That's what I meant, but I did not mean that soldiers are stupid.
Yes, I know.
Please don't take that away.
No. I
meant that it's always easier to go put somebody else in danger for something.
Yes.
Than to make some sacrifices yourself.
Right. But it's that sort of thing that makes you just so hypocritical, and that is very frustrating. It's funny.
I guess I just don't understand, you know, like, and my mom and I were talking about it too, and she said something, you know, remember when you used to be able to smoke on airplanes and in restaurants
yeah.
and it was
remember before 9/11 where you could just show up and do things
but yeah. there was a you know, for smoking, it was, you could smoke in a restaurant, whatever. There was a non-smoking section. Then we found out that secondhand smoke and breathing that in is extremely detrimental to other people's health. So you can't smoke in restaurants anymore.
Right.
You can't smoke in an airplane anymore. You can't even smoke outside. You can't smoke in Disneyland. You can't smoke on private property. There's no difference in that and wearing a mask. There's no, it's private property. If they can ask you not to smoke, they can ask you to wear a face covering to be in their building.
Right.
And I don't like, that seems to me more of an infringement upon the rights of smokers, which I know smokers threw a fit about, but we all stopped and said, well, but that's the thing. We all stopped and went, well, yeah, that sucks. They can't smoke wherever they want now, but it's better for everyone else. So we're going to do it anyway. So I would love to hear how people who don't want to wear a mask think it's more of an infringement upon their rights to have to wear a mask when you're asked to wear shirt, shoes, not smoke, do all kinds of other things, not bring your pets unless they're a service animal, not, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't understand why all of a sudden putting something over your face to try and mitigate the spread of a virus is such an infringement. It just, I can't find the difference in asking people to not do certain things and then this. Like, it doesn't seem like it's not like everyone's saying like you have to give your blood every time you walk into a store to test for antibodies. Like, that's not, it's not invasive. It's not, it's just to try and be considerate. And I guess I think the frustration is I'm just really frustrated at the lack of consideration for other people that our country is seeming to show.
Yeah, I feel that way too. And I think what really I find very disheartening is the lack of compassion and empathy also, because constantly come back to, you know, watching people be like, well, I'm healthy, so I'm not going to get it. And listen, I have an underlying condition I recently found out about. Right. So I'm a high risk list, which is super fun. And I'm still going to be, I would have stayed as cautious as I've been anyway, but I think, you know, what I constantly like wonder about and what I've definitely been saying to the girls, I'm like, this isn't just about you washing your hands. How would you feel if you could, if these people could contact trace and then you, they find out I'm asymptomatic and I've been walking around, you know, doing whatever without a mask, fighting people, you know, throwing water bottles at somebody, whatever. Right. And now there's all of a sudden there's contact tracing and you get to go backward and find out how many people you killed, how many children you left orphans.
Right.
How many, you know, widows you made. And maybe it traces all the way back to your own parent or your own child. Right. How do you feel then? Was it worth it to not wear a mask?
Because well, and here's the thing. And I know their argument is, well, you know, only 12% of people have serious symptoms. Only is, I get that. You know what? And
who cares?
But here's the thing. I get that. You're right. At some point, we're all just trying to slow this to the point where we don't overwhelm our systems where we have, but chances are a lot of us are going to get this.
Yes.
A lot more of us are going to get this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all it is just trying
80,000 have already. So.
But that's the thing is that I know that chances are I'm just waiting to get it. It's more of an, it's more of a when, not an if. And I'm just trying to keep as safe as possible so that I can know who I've come in contact with.
Right.
I can try and stay home as much as possible. Right. And so that the people that do have to go back to work are safe. You know what I mean? Like, I get that there are some people that have to go back to work. So my job is to then keep those people safe. Because if you want the economy to open, then I've got to keep those people that are working in the economy safe and healthy. Otherwise, if we open it back up and those people get sick, there's nothing to open.
We're just going to set it all back again. I mean, that's literally what Fauci said today. We're just going to set everything back. And again, that's why I feel like, you know, it's the lack of empathy and compassion that makes me feel so sad, because I'm like, if you could just do the littlest thing, you know, and that's wearing a mask to be able to, you know, contain this at all, then that's what we should be doing. And it's just very frustrating to me.
Just be a helper. Like, just if you can't, I always say this, we can't, and this was a quote from the Dalai Lama, if you cannot make a situation better, try not to make it worse.
Yeah.
And that's really all I'm asking people at this point. If you can't, we can't make it better. We can't alleviate the virus. We can't, you know, there is no cure or vaccine or anything, but if we can't make it better in that regard, let's just not make it worse by spreading it quicker.
Yeah.
That's all. It's not that we're trying to avoid spreading it completely, because that's an impossible ask. We are asking to spread it slower. And right. That's all that we're asking. So anyway, I'm so glad that we've probably, you know,
lost alienated half our audience.
Everyone in between like LA and New York. No.
Well, it's a good thing that we got our...
And I say that knowing that's not true, that there are a lot of people who are doing their best. I would, let's, you know,
we hit a million listeners today. So, you know, maybe we lost some, but at least we hit a million.
But as of today, we have a million people who are out there calling us assholes. No, that's at least a million people. No, I'm really proud of us though. We've been continuing our podcast.
Yep.
Despite
our anxiety for that matter.
Oh my God. Right.
But don't know. We honestly will text each other like that. There are days where we each have had to pull the other one into the podcast because it's like, I'm so anxious.
I don't want to do this. I can't do this today. I'm not funny. Like, I'm not present. Right. I'm not. Yeah.
But, I'm never funny. I find now.
Right. It's okay. That's okay.
I mean, I'm trying.
Today, you know, we kept it pretty straightforward on today's episode.
I know. We had Lulu stuff, which at least was.
That's true. We just, you know what? We talked about things that were bothering us, and that's just. It's just what we're doing.
Kind of feel like we're not the only ones based on today's Senate.
I hope not. I hope not. You know what? Here's at the end of the day, I just want everyone to get through this. I want to be able to get to the end of this when we have social quarantined and social distanced and been safe. And in 18 months or a year, when we have figured out better treatments, and maybe we don't have a vaccine, but it's a little bit less scary to get sick if you do.
Right.
I just want to get to the end of it and have all of the people I love and the people that I love who love other people. I just want all of us to be able to get through it and go, wow, that was scary, but we made it.
Yeah, but we did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, instead of, oh my God, everything happened so fast and it was just another wave. And wow, I lost so many people, you know.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the, you know, the lesson I kind of keep repeating to myself and to the kids is that, you know, making small sacrifices every day. And I realize that staying home doesn't feel like a small sacrifice, but honestly, it is. You know, you make a small sacrifice every day for a much bigger reward. And I frequently, Patton Oswalt tweeted something out like a while back, and I think about it all the time. You know, Anne Frank and her family and other families lived in an attic for how long? And we're complaining about being in our homes and that we can't go to stores without masks on. I mean, it really, like, to put things in.
Well, yeah, it's perspective.
You know, people have gone through worse and made much bigger sacrifices than any of us are making. And really the payoff will be that hopefully everything can go back to, yes, it'll be a new normal, but more normal than it is.
Well, I saw a friend of mine posted something the other day and I commented on it. It was a Venn diagram with three circles and, you know, in the center, it said me. And the three circles were worrying about COVID-19 and getting sick, worrying about the economic uncertainty, and worrying about authoritarian control of government. And in the middle is someone worrying about all three of those things. And that's me. You know, I think it's really interesting when we comment on stuff, people are like, well, you're not thinking about this. You're like, no. I think the problem is that so many people are only focusing on one of those circles.
One of those things, yep.
We're only looking at the economic impact. So yes, if we only look at that, then fuck it. Open everything back up, get everything, like, it's fine. But if you do that and don't look at the, you know,
The bigger picture of,
you know, the spread of the virus. Okay, well, so basically we have to take all three of these things into account. And all I ask people is, just please take the time to consider all three things in conjunction with each other, because we truly cannot separate one of those things out as being more important than the other. They're all important and they all have to be able to feed into how we do this safely. And it is going to look different for every county and all of that. you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Oh, I just can't talk about it anymore. I'm exhausted. I'm.
Do you want to talk about zigzag penises more? Because I don't, I mean, I could throw that back on the table.
To be honest, I don't want to talk about any penises because as we have learned, DHLG over here, not all of us have, you know,
a boyfriend options over
available
here
to us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I'd take a zigzag penis at this point. Like, it's just like, yeah, I'm just kidding.
I can ask Harper, you know, if she found out.
No, I'm good. No, I don't. No, that's bottle. Fine. Okay. That right. All of a sudden that just took a really weird turn.
It was, when you it wasn't. Harper.
It's like, yeah, no, I, no, yep,
no, it's pretty bad. It's all bad. Yeah. Forget it. Forget Risa. Emily, just cut this out.
This is,
you're on this, so
but everything the last like 47 minutes, if we could cut that out, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be the whole thing.
Yes.
All right,
you know what I know?
What?
I love you and I can't wait to give you a hug again. That's what I know. That's what I can't wait to touch you.
Yeah, and I can't wait to stand here like a stiff board as you do and go,
I know. Just get back to like normal things like that.
Right. Yep, I agree. No, I'm sitting in your house.
Right? If you want to get a hold of us and send us messages about how you are being responsible and helping out, and if you want to send us hate mail, you can do it somewhere else. But no, if you want to find us on Instagram and Facebook, it is at Never Thought I'd Say This, or you can email us at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
Is correct. By the way, I totally forgot about my mom's text. So next episode,
The bonbon. Right.
Yeah. Remind me and I'll bonbon it up for you.
At this point, it's Pasadena.
Anyway,
follow us, you know, we're doing some stupid shit during quarantine as well. So we will try to post much of that, for you and your viewing pleasure as possible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.